in. Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. This is our match reaction for Aston Villa 2, Tottenham Hotspur 1. And yes, it's a match reaction, a heartfelt reaction from a fan coming out the ground, giving his thoughts on the 90-minute performance that he has seen from his seat today. So that is what a match reaction is. So thank you everyone that tunes into our channel. If you are new, drop this video a like, get involved in the comment section down below. But a 2-1 win, and you know I haven't said this for 2 episodes, but I am absolutely buzzing with that performance. It was exactly what was needed. We spent all week talking about how Spurs were going to set up, how they were going to play, how Aston Villa could exploit Spurs. And I think fair play to us, because we nailed it. We knew how they were going to play. We went through it formation-wise, everything like that. And it was everything that I expected from Spurs today. But I think credit has to go to Aston Villa, because I thought we were impeccable. You know, that first half performance was utter domination from Aston Villa. You could see that there was hunger there. There was desire there. There was fight there. There was quality in abundance. There was a tactical plan from Unai Emery on how we were going to pick apart this Spurs team. And I think we all said it, didn't we, all week, that we know that Spurs have got a threat with Son, Richarlison and Kane. But Aston Villa today, you know, really exploited their formation, their lack of midfield. We were carving through Spurs at will at times. That crossfield ball to Moreno was on every single time. We're going to get into some certain players in a second, but Justin, what was your thoughts from that performance today?
Firstly, nice to be back. Fit and firing at last. I thought it was outstanding. I thought the first half was exactly what we wanted to see, wasn't it? After a little bit of a blip over the last few weeks, but set them up brilliantly. Mentality was absolutely spot on today. They knew exactly what they had to do. The manager's obviously been into them all week and given them their roles and what to do, and they carried them out to almost to perfection, especially in that first half. I thought the high line was tactically absolutely spot on against Spurs. So important when you've got the front three they've got, when you look at what Harry Kane does. You know, he drops into the pocket, doesn't he, in the 10, and he looks to play the ball through on the overlap to Richarlison and Son. And they tried it over and over and over again. And 9 times out of 10, we were absolutely spot on with the line. You know, that takes a lot of drilling on the training ground. That does for that back four to be so attuned and so in line. And timing has to be perfect. And they all have to be in sync to play that way. It's a bit risky. And a couple of times we did have to rely on that Martinez to make one or two saves. But that's what he's there for. But I thought it was a perfect way to play against them, and it worked perfectly. Always nice to get an early goal, isn't it? Especially at home, especially in such a game of such magnitude and importance. I thought Ramsey took it supremely well. I thought Leon Bailey did fantastically well as well to create the chance for him. And then moving on, you know, second half, I thought, you know, they were always going to come out and have a go, because they got nothing to lose at that point. And they certainly did make it difficult for us at times, and it looked like it looked like they were getting on top at one point, to be fair. And we made a couple of really important substitutions and then got the second goal at the perfect time as well. Fantastic free kick. I thought their keeper was a bit at fault, if I'm brutally honest. But you've got to get it on target in the first place, haven't you? Overall, over the moon. Absolutely over the moon.
You make some great points as always. But the one thing that we're going to touch on as well is offside. Now, I've put this into two brackets of either being offside or played offside. They're two different things to me, because in a game, you'll have players that will just casually go offside and they just happen to be offside. But what we are able to do with our tactical defensive shape is time and time again play players offside. And that takes so much hard work on a training ground. So, you know, you're talking literally shoulder width, shirt width, millimetres. You're talking so fine the details, and we're able to do that time and time again. But you know, I think first of all, really, it felt like we went into that game really, really wanting that win, and you could just see it from the stands. From like, I said it to Charlie, who sits next to me. I said, you know, in that first minute when McGinn puts his butt out and spins and turns, in the first minute, you know he's on one. It's like one of them cars, you know, as a kid where you roll the car back and then it just goes. And that's McGinn, like all game, that's what he's like. And I think as soon as you see him doing that, you know, fantastic. But you like you say, we've got the goal to start with. We started the game really, really well. We came out of the traps, you know, dominating territorially, dominating possession. And for a player who gets a lot of criticism, you know, a lot of criticism. And I think, you know, I've criticised him this season. I know there's a lot of fans that have done as well. But for that goal, Leon Bailey was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That ball that went into Ramsey and that finish, you know, again, it felt like a well-worked goal and not sort of like an off-the-cuff moment. It felt like, you know, Ramsey peeled to that near post, and it was a great, great finish. And I think for that whole of that first half, we were absolutely sublime. And I think, you know, you've got to go back to, you know, the records of what we've seen from Spurs coming to Villa Park in recent years. We have been absolutely demolished by Spurs in recent years at home. Absolutely demolished. Son has tore us one. And I just felt like if I had to have a thinking in my head of how I wanted that first half to go, that's how I'd have wanted it to go. And it was absolutely tremendous. And again, we came out second half. They came out with, you know, a little bit more sort of like invigored, didn't they? They sort of came out with a, you know, a little bit like they'd had a bit of a rocket into them at halftime. But, you know, we stuck in there. We worked hard and we got that second goal. And, you know, I go back to Dougie's first goal ever at Villa Park, you know, when he scored against Bournemouth, and it was just that worldy, like, yeah. I'm so happy that, you know, I agree with you. I think I do think it went a bit central, and I think maybe the keeper should have maybe got something else on it. But, you know, it was a great strike. And again, I'm referencing Charlie here a lot because we sat next to each other today. Normally there's one that sits next to us and there's someone else. But he was like, come on, Ashley, roll back the years. And like when he scored, I was like, next time Dougie takes a free kick, you're going to be like, roll back the years, Dougie. So it was a great free kick. So happy for him. And you see what it meant for him. And I've got to say, the atmosphere today was so good. So good. You know, the LA, 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 when that was going and all the songs was just absolutely fantastic. And there was a dubious pen at the end, but I do think it probably was a pen. I think it's one of them, isn't it? I know we spoke about it before we came on, that he's bought it, I think. You know, I think there's no real contact from Martinez, but Martinez doesn't get the ball. And then Kane's done a Kane and just put his leg there, put his body there, whatever. I think that's that. And then we'll go now and we'll just talk about one player for me. Now, if this podcast is about one player individually, then I think that's all it needs. Because John McGinn was absolutely world-class, man. Like, I'm not beating him up. Like, that was a monumental performance from McGinn. Monumental. I've spoke about him at the start where you're winding him up and he's going. But there's more to him than that. You know, he's getting his body in front of Kane, turning. Kane face plants the floor. Like, it's just like, what are you doing, mate? And he's gone. Time and time again, McGinn was the driver for Villa today. In a position that's not his position. He's not a double pivot player. But again, he was remarkable. And I haven't got enough superlatives to talk about McGinn. So I'll hand it to Justin, who will hopefully echo my thoughts on John McGinn.
Yeah, I will. I've got nothing but good stuff to say about John McGinn. I've just listened to you and I, Emery's press conference, the WM one, and he's just done the one on Villa, I think, I've put out as well. And, you know, obviously John McGinn was referenced by a lot of the press today to Unai, and he made the point that when he had to fill in there, when Kamara injured, he was really, really impressed him in that position. And I think the glory of John McGinn is that he can play there and he can play a bit further forward and he can play centre midfield. He's such a fantastic footballer. At the start of the season, when he got the captaincy, I didn't agree. None of us agreed with how Gerrard went about sorting that out. And I think the captaincy weighed a bit heavy on him for large parts of, especially under the Gerrard era, if you like. Whilst Mings, fair play to him, never ever put the pressure on McGinn once he took the role, I think recently what we have seen is he has utterly grown into the role as club captain now on the field general, because he is for two. I mean, I just in the modern age, £2.5 million John McGinn cost us. That is obscene. I'm sorry. That is daylight robbery, because he is worth a minimum 10 times that amount now. He was everywhere today. He led from the front. He drove the team on. His passing accuracy was 90% today. 58 touches, 3 dribbles, 6 passes into the final third, 100% accurate crosses, 4 interceptions, 12 recoveries, 8 ground duels won, the most on the pitch, and he was fouled 4 times. That is almost the perfect performance. And everywhere you needed him to be, he was there. Every time you wanted him to be involved, he was there. Every time a player looked up for him, he was there. His passing is brilliant. His energy is infectious throughout the whole team. I've just run out of words to say about that man today, because he was always in the sort of Grealish shadow, wasn't he? It was always him and Jack Grealish at the time when we came up, and they were lovely together. They had a lovely bond. They had a great relationship, and the way Jack, you know, got us promoted, and it was all captain. I'm seeing the same levels of captaincy now that Jack got for us in McGinn. But what I mean by that is they all look up to him. And that's so important as a captain, because there's some bloody good players in that 11 now. Some top players that a few of them could rightly lay claim to that captain's armband because of what they've done in the game. But there is only one captain of this team currently, and that's John McGinn. And when he got given the captaincy against Mings, I probably never thought I'd ever say that, but phenomenal. What a player and what a man.
Yeah, absolutely tremendous. And one more point on McGinn, because I know we'll go heavy on him on the player rating anyway. So he's, you know, the energy that he puts into winning that ball back in those tight areas against brilliant players. You know, how many times was he twisting, turning Harry Kane? How many times was he hustling and bustling Højbjerg? But to do that and then play that weight of pass perfectly was, I'm going to say this now, I think that's the best performance I have ever seen from John McGinn. I don't care whether he scored a worldie in a game or whatever, but today, watching him today, when we needed him, when we needed that leader in that big moment, because don't forget, everybody was saying that this game was must win, and we won. So that is absolutely fantastic. So what we're going to do on this episode, sometimes we show it on the debrief, but we'll just have a little look at some of the talking points stat-wise. Villa had an XG of 1.18. Spurs had a 1.36. I've no idea how that's been worked out. So I don't know how that has been worked out. It's only had a couple of shots in there.
I think it was the second half, wasn't it? That's probably, I mean, if you get the first, if you click on the first half there, I think that XG is probably next to nothing. There you go. Nothing.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, also, so, you look at the all the stats, look at that offside, there's your critical point there. 9 times we caught them offside today.
Yeah,
you know, that was
fantastic.
Specific, yeah, that was a specific match plan. That was, that's something that Unai had his laptop out early and he knew exactly how we were going to play him, play the high line, catch him offside, and they're going to get frustrated. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, passes, 85% passing accuracy as well. If we have a look at the average positions from this game as well, I mean, look at that one. That's actually surprised me a little bit of how many Villa players were actually in Spurs' half. You know, that double pivot is actually in front of the halfway line. And if you have a look at both fullbacks in this game, they're both pretty high. Normally, we see Young dropping back and Moreno further forward, but that's pretty decent,
yeah,
to see. And one more thing. Look at Leon Bailey. Look at Bailey's role. Now, me and Ryan spoke about Bailey's role in this game, hugging that touchline. And I think this also shows probably what we've been lacking in the last couple of games, that Bailey's there. He's occupying that space a little bit more, isn't he?
Yeah. I think what that highlights for me, that back four, is that, again, this high line that they were set out to play today. Yes, Moreno still bombed forward and got forward really well, but you know, that discipline there to hold that back four together shows exactly, you know, it's almost a line, isn't it? I know they're back two, but that's because they pick the ball up off the keeper so much. That's why they are a bit deeper. But in general play, that back four was a phenomenally set up line. It was great. It was great to see. I'm not surprised anymore by it because we know what the manager's like. He's a stickler for details, isn't he? He's a details man.
He is indeed. And so just before we go, we may as well just have a look at the league table. And that's spicy, man. That's so spicy now. So Aston Villa are level on points with Spurs. Don't think we've got goal difference, have we? What do you know what the goal difference is, Justin?
Spurs is +6, isn't it? And ours is +4. Well, look at that. So it's only 2 goals difference.
Yeah, Spurs, +6, +4.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's 2 goals difference. That's tight, man.
It's all to play for, mate. Honestly, you know, we had to win today. We knew that. We knew the importance of today. Brighton now got Arsenal and Newcastle before we play again. Fully expect them to lose both of them games. I know that's a big ask, because I think coming off the back of the 5, Arsenal have got to win. Newcastle have got to win. I think that more or less settles the top 4 for Newcastle. So, you know, it's all to play for.
Yeah.
Southampton have just been relegated. So Brighton, you know, it's a derby. Weird things happen to teams that have just been relegated. And then they go to Man City, who's going to have to win that game as well, because Arsenal are just going to keep winning. And then they come to us. So I see Brighton maximum winning one more game. And then Spurs, anything can happen.
The interesting one next week for Brighton away at Newcastle is Newcastle have the opportunity to get Champions League football in front of their own fans.
Yep, massive. It's massive.
So, 2 home games. Yeah. So, yeah, there we go then. So that's our match reaction for Aston Villa 2, Tottenham Hotspur 1. Regular viewers of the channel will know that we'll have a player ratings that's out tomorrow and more of an in-depth feel of it all. That'll be out on Monday as well. And we have a big, big, big episode out next week. So stay tuned for that one. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.